Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today's gospel reading is a story of a woman being healed after 18 years of paralysis. Can you imagine 18 years? I love this story because I truly believe in the power of healing. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue, something he did often. We know Jesus to be a profound teacher, always wanting people to know the truth, even when the truth brought criticism and pain. Sometimes the truth was difficult to hear, and often the truth felt impossible to follow. The synagogue was near Nazareth. It was on the seventh day, the Sabbath. A woman appears. We don't know her name, just her sex, and we know that she had a spirit that crippled her for a very, very long time. Some commentaries say she was afflicted with some sort of paralysis since she was bent over and could not fully stand up. Others say she had a spirit of infirmity that Satan had bound her, making it clear from her contemporaries considered her disease the result of demon possession. Whatever the reason for being stooped, she was considered a woman of diminished status. This woman carried shame because of the very condition that she found herself in. She doesn't approach Jesus. She seemed to want to slip in. She had come to worship. She makes no request of Jesus, and nothing is said about her faith. But Jesus sees her and calls her over. Jesus' call to a woman would seem strange to others in the synagogue, especially his calling to a woman of reduced status. He lays his hand on her. He initiates the invitation of healing. He is the one who extends the invitation of radical grace, which we know is freedom. Jesus says, "Woman, you are set free, free from your illness, free from being stooped with lesser status, free from the shame of the condition that you find yourself in, free from the grip of Satan." This woman's healing came from a single act after 18 years, and she was set free. She stood up straight and began to praise God. What I love about this story is that the woman didn't try to deny her condition. She wasn't sitting outside the gate pleading for alms. She no longer cared so much about her condition as she cared about being in the church and praising God. She made her way into the synagogue while paralyzed. Her condition proved that she desired, even in her weaknesses, to be in the presence of Jesus Christ. This woman found the way, the truth, and the life in a worshiping community as one with God. She came to worship not focusing on her weaknesses. The outcome of her faith was her healing. As the Old Testament reading in Jeremiah reminds us, we were formed in the womb and consecrated by God. He knows of our weaknesses, ways that we might be paralyzed. I wonder, do we come today like this woman who appeared in the synagogue, broken, disabled, crippled, looking for healing, covered in shame? In the movie Amazing Grace, John Newton, the writer of the hymn, went to sea on his father's ship, his slave ship, as a cabin boy at the age of 7. As an adult, he participated in the slave trade as a captain of his own ship. And then on a dark, stormy night, he had a conversion experience, which led him to seek ordination as a priest in the Church of England. As a vicar, he wrote more than 1,000 hymns. God speaks to us time and time again in the Bible about the importance of healing. In Jeremiah, God says, "I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security." No matter who we are, what our status is, Jesus is initiating an invitation of healing to us, which we call radical grace. We can count on this radical grace of Jesus Christ to meet our human needs and to set us free. His truth, though often difficult to hear and sometimes seemingly impossible to follow, is the path of our true healing. No matter what the barriers are to the restoration of life with God, no matter how long it takes, Jesus provides a truce in all conflict. Last Sunday, Russ talked about breaking down barriers. He asked the question, "What is between you and God?" He continued, "When we walk through life with those barriers, they weigh us down and get in the way of who God is calling us to be. No matter whether we are paralyzed, broken, disabled, crippled, looking for healing, or covered in shame, Jesus calls to us. He initiates the invitation to us for healing of all of our sins. The amazing grace that Jesus offers through the power of healing provides freedom. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be like the woman who came to worship, truly selfless, not worried about our weaknesses, but open to the Lord's healing at any moment? This woman got it. She knew Jesus was her deliverer. He was the one who would deliver her from the hands of evil. He was the one who would set her free, and he was the one who would heal her and save her. By the healing hands of our Lord Jesus Christ, we become transformed into one who is able to praise God and witness to his mighty power. Even when we slip into worship like the untamed woman at the synagogue, God initiates an invitation to healing. He delivers us from the depths of our sins. He sets us free to be the rare people of God. And that, my friends, is called amazing grace. Amen.